And chicken wings are getting more expensive. And now in New York, soda might too. New York State's health commissioner is debating the merits of a sugary beverage tax. Dr. Richard Daines told an anti-tax advocate at an NYU event yesterday that the state should make soda more expensive because it makes people obese. And the beverage industry makes sugary drinks irresistible.
Several state senators from both parties say the proposed penny-an-ounce tax is as dead as a day-old glass of Coke. But you wouldn't know it to hear Health Commissioner Dr. Richard Daines argue that such a tax is necessary to counter sugary beverages that are
too cheap, too big, universally available, and relentlessly marketed, especially to children.
Daines squared off against Justin Wilson from the Center for Consumer Freedom, a libertarian organization with undisclosed commercial backing. Wilson thinks government has an obligation to inform people, not guide their choices.
I think the tax code should be a purpose of raising revenue. And frankly, what I think should happen is that if you're the head of a large public health agency and you're facing significant cuts, then you should be able to raise money on the merits of your work, not on the backs of people who are just trying to enjoy life.
The policy wonk-filled audience at the Wagner School of Public Service largely sided with Daines. He acknowledged that many things are fattening up Americans and it will take many different efforts to slim them down. But to Daines, a good step would be making it much more expensive to buy beverages like the 400-calorie, 32-ounce can of Monster Energy drink that he held up to show the audience. And to those opponents who say taxes never made anyone healthier, Daines had one word.
Ridiculous. Tobacco taxes reduced tobacco consumption. The mandated tax about putting airbags in cars reduced accident rates. And of course, taxes make people healthier. That's why we pay Medicaid and Medicare taxes.
But many juices aren't much better, Wilson pointed out. And he noted that some of the drinks offered before the debate had as many calories as soda, like sweetened cranberry juice and whole milk. Wilson said people have to decide for themselves how much to eat and exercise, and then come to their own balance
between taking risks, finding pleasure, and maintaining a healthy lifestyle.
Wilson said people in Colorado are the fittest in the country because they have great mountains to hike and bike and ski in. At that point, Daines sarcastically suggested growing more mountains. But Wilson held his ground and finished his thought and eventually offered something both could agree on, that with or without natural splendor, local governments could do more to encourage exercise, with better parks and more bike lanes, and more to educate people about how to prepare and consume healthier food. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.
The proposed soda tax bill is part of the governor's state budget proposal currently being negotiated. His office says the tax would raise more than $1 billion in its first full year. Patterson submitted a similar bill last year in his budget, but quietly withdrew the proposal in the face of political opposition.